MG, as the NRL figures out its vaccination policy, the other really important party amongst all of this is the players. And the RLPA, no doubt, taking the players' wants, needs and everything else to the table. And this man, the CEO of the RLPA, joins us on the line, Clint Newton. G'day, Clint.
Good afternoon, guys.
You know, look, there's only one thing to say, and it's probably that there's a storm brewing. obviously, the AFL have gone down the track of no jab, no play. Where are we as an NRL entity? What have you heard from the powers that be about players being double vaxxed?
I think the good thing is that we're very much aligned with, you know, the ARL Commission and the NRL about, you know, maintaining that position of non-mandatory vaccines, particularly with its connection with the government health advice that the NRL continue to work through. I mean, we wholeheartedly support the vaccine rollout and encourage our players to get vaccinated, and we'll continue to communicate this message to our playing group. But right now, I think, you know, one of the positives is that we've got a really strong take-up rate with players, and we'll continue to work with the NRL clubs and the players that are still working through that process, particularly given the fact that some players are still yet to relocate back to Sydney and even Melbourne. So it's really now for us is about we're being responsible by working with the NRL on establishing a framework and a process for players that relates to their, you know, their contracts and their employment with clubs.
Clint, how is this going to work if a club like the Bulldogs says to Luke Thompson, if you don't get vaccinated, we're going to sack you? Like, how fundamentally, how is that going to work for players and clubs when all these contracts were created, most of them were created before we even knew what COVID was?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And that's something that, again, we certainly believe that we've just got to step through it in various moments in time, you know, because this is a it's an ever-changing landscape of what we've seen over the last 2 years. So what we're trying to do is more so establish that framework and a process that all 16 clubs and every player that sits in the position of currently being unvaccinated is making sure that there is consistency across how that's going to be managed, because obviously we've got a situation where we've got some health orders that, you know, that are from now up until, say, 1 December, and then there might be some changes from then. So it's also about not making any rash decisions that if a player can't fly or those types of things, that let's just work through a process and let's not make any rash decisions that could overcomplicate things. But we certainly think that there are some alternatives that can be allowed, can be provided to a player to maintain their employment, particularly given the uncertainty and the changing nature of the public health orders.
You know, we saw somewhat of a furor last year with several players not wanting the flu shot. What, if you could say approximately percentage-wise, how many players in the NRL would you say are reluctant, in your mind, not to get the vaccination?
It's hard to have a definitive number, MG. I think, again, one of the positives that we've been, you know, pleased to see is the, you know, the strong take-up rate. Look, I don't think there's going to be players en masse. I think that players are still working through it, as I said, particularly given the fact that it was late, you know, with some of the education process for players. But we certainly think that that we believe that is still a matter of personal choice for players, but we also support, you know, increasing player education regarding vaccines, you know, so that players can make an informed decision at the most appropriate time for them.
Have you had players and player managers approach you already with their hesitations and reservations about the vaccine?
Yeah, I think the important part is that players feel supported through this process. And we've got a responsibility to a few different players that fit within different, you know, different categories of players that have been vaccinated, players that may still remain hesitant, players that that are currently, you know, considering their options. But at the end of the day, it's a sensitive space. I think everyone can understand that. And what we don't want to do is drive any wedges between, you know, our clubs and players and the NRL. I think we're being collaborative and we continue to work through that. But it is something that we're just going to have to continue to monitor and make sure that we're providing that support as well as the most up-to-date information.
Frankly, MG, it sounds like a nightmare. It sounds so difficult, and I'm glad that Clint Newton's in charge of it, and you and I have nothing to do with look, it, because it sounds being, bloody tough.
Without being, you know, too much of a naysayer, I think it's going to get worse. I think we're going to have, you know, situations where players just, you know, don't want it. It's because of their religious beliefs, because of what, you know, whatever belief they have against it. And unfortunately for them, we might be the same in the same boat as the AFL. I don't know what's going to happen, but Nudo, as always, buddy, you've been a breath of fresh air for our show with your beautiful answers and your articulate way of speaking. keep up the good work, my man.
Yeah, thanks, MJ. I definitely think that we've got to just, you know, step through it. And I think one of the good things that we've seen, particularly with AFL and the AFL PA, is that they've agreed that, you know, any changes to a policy, any changes that are relevant to government mandates, that they'll work together on. And I certainly think that that's the approach that we need to adopt.
Outstanding. Yeah, well, Clint Newton, we appreciate your time. You're a busy man today, and we know you're going to be a busy man for a little bit more to go through to the end of the year. So thank you again.
No worries. Thanks, guys.